John Fisher and Thomas More, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lord, the path of suffering trod, and since his blood for man has flowed, 'tis meet that man should yield to God the life he owes. Alleluia. No shame to own the crucified, nay, 'tis our immortality that we confess our God who died, and for him die. Alleluia. Beholding his predestined crown, in death's arms the martyr goes, dying he conquers death, o'erthrows his foes. Alleluia. Lord, make us your own soldiers true, grant us brave faith and spirit pure, that for your name, your cross in view, we may endure. Alleluia. The bodies of the saints have been buried in peace, and their name lives on for all generations. Psalm 114. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal, for he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name, O Lord my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just! Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The bodies of the saints have been buried in peace, and their name lives on for all generations. I saw the souls of all who had been killed for having witnessed to Jesus and for having preached God's word. Psalm 115. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I saw the souls of all who had been killed for having witnessed Jesus and for having preached God's word. These are the saints who bore witness to God by laying aside earthly life. They have washed their robes clean in the blood of the Lamb. A Canticle from Revelations chapter 4. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God, from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honour and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. These are the saints who bore witness to God by laying aside earthly life. They have washed their robes clean in the blood of the Lamb. A reading from 1 Peter chapter 4. My dear people, If you can have some share in the sufferings of Christ, be glad, because you will enjoy a much greater gladness when his glory is revealed. It is a blessing for you when they insult you for bearing the name of Christ, because it means that you have the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of God, resting on you. Responsory. Rejoice in the Lord, let the just shout for joy. Rejoice in the Lord, let the just shout for joy. Let the upright sing praise. Rejoice in the Lord, let the just shout for joy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Rejoice in the Lord, let the just shout for joy. The saints who followed in the footsteps of Christ rejoice in heaven. They gave their lives for love of Christ, therefore they will reign with him forever. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The saints who followed in the footsteps of Christ rejoice in heaven. They gave their lives for love of Christ. Therefore, they will reign with him forever. Intercessions. Let us give thanks to the King of Martyrs, for this is the hour when he offered himself in the Last Supper and laid down his life on the cross. We praise you, Christ the Lord. We praise you, Christ our Saviour, example and strength of the martyrs, because you have loved us to the end. We praise you, Christ the Lord. Because you have promised repentant sinners the reward of eternal life, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Because you have called the Church to offer the blood of the new and eternal covenant, the blood shed for the remission of sins, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Because you have brought us to this day with the gift of faith intact, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Because of the many brothers who today have come to share in your saving death, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you set the perfection of true faith in martyrdom. Strengthen us by the prayers of the martyrs St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More, so that our lives may bear witness to the faith we profess. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.